If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Before I begin today's show, I want to tell you about a live show I'm doing at this year's Dublin Fringe called Clankety Clank. I'm partnering up with Headstuff and Sissy That Pod to create an Irish version of the iconic Snatch Game from RuPaul's Drag Race. It is a completely improvised comedy quiz show with your favourite performers from this show doing their best celebrity impressions. So we've got people like Alison Spittle, Kevin McGahern, Erin McGathy, Hannah Mamelis, Pearl O'Rourke, as well as drag performers like End of the Night, Goblins, 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 Mistaken and Rosa Tralee. It's going to be gas. You do not want to miss it. That's Clankety Clank this September at Smock Alley. Tickets are available now from fringefest.com. Do not wait. Get your tickets today. Thanks. Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in. Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week, we're talking about life goals. Annabelle, you can't seem to achieve any of your life goals. Is that right?
No, I've got a list as long as my leg.
Right.
So you think I could prioritize and just tick off some easy ones.
One of them, yeah.
I can't decide, Dave.
You can't decide which to start with? Is that the problem?
I can't decide.
Can you give me an example of some of them?
Yeah. They're all tattooed here.
On your leg?
On my leg, yeah.
Okay.
Well, but it's longer than my leg.
Right. So is it going on to a second leg? Or
no, it goes up.
All the way down and then up the back, kind of?
Up the bit above my leg.
Okay, yeah. At the front or the back?
At the front.
The front, okay.
I won't be able to read them.
That's true, they're at the back. Yeah.
So for an example, one of them is to try navel oranges.
Right.
I can't get them.
Are they hard to come by?
Yeah, they're really hard to come by.
I'm not familiar with them.
They've got like, you can tell that it's a navel orange because where like the little green bit would be, it like, kind of looks like a belly button, like a navel, or kind of more like a butthole.
Okay, right. I've never had one either, would you believe?
But they're meant to be really good.
Okay. And why can't you, just seek one out? Like,
Yeah, great. That's really good advice.
Yeah.
Just seek one out.
Let's just pick that one now and just forget about the rest and just go.
No, because it's not that important. I mean, that's silly.
Yeah, it isn't that important.
You know, it's
right.
Not important.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Another one is find love.
Okay, well, that's a bigger ask because a lot of people struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing to try and find love, or have you done anything?
I joined a couple sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What sites?
I joined Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
But no one's on that anymore.
No. That's an old one, isn't it?
So I keep checking it, but...
No joy.
Not
and
really.
Would you not try one of the apps like Bumble?
I don't have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
No.
Right. Because that's going to make doing a lot of things kind of tricky.
Yeah. I guess it does. Because if I need to look something up, I have to go to an internet cafe.
Yeah. And nowadays the banks won't even let you bloody do anything without using your phone.
No, they won't. And I've written them loads of letters, which isn't a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
did they get back to your letters?
No.
Oh,
no, but do you know something? That's okay, because my handwriting's pretty hard to read.
Okay, so it's not necessarily their fault.
No, wouldn't be. I mean, I try to take my time.
Okay, well, love, finding love's a tough one, and the navel oranges is kind of irrelevant. Yeah. Anything else in the middle?
Well, I want to say it's kind of irrelevant.
Well, it's not.
But not as important.
You said it wasn't as important.
It's not as important.
Yeah.
Another thing would be to become an astronaut.
Okay, that's pretty hard to do as well.
I wanted to do it forever.
Right.
For my whole life. As a child,
I love
space.
A lot of kids love space and want to be astronauts. Did you do anything to work towards that?
I did science in school.
Yeah. In like secondary school?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to do that for the junior cert. That's not, you didn't choose that. You had
couldn't
to do,
do
that.
It for leaving. It was just...
Too hard?
It was boring.
Boring, yeah. So you're going to struggle if you're not doing any science.
Well, yeah, but I just thought, you know, there's lots of routes. You know, you can be a doctor, a mechanic, or like, they even sent artists up, I heard.
Is that true?
Well, they might do.
I don't know if they have so far. I think it's yeah. What about maths? Any good at maths?
I wouldn't be great at maths.
Okay, yeah. All right, I think you're going to struggle with that one as well, Annabelle. I can see why you're not achieving any of these life goals, except for the oranges one. I think that's pretty manageable. Although I have to admit, I've not seen them before.
They're very good.
All right, stay on the line because you might get some inspiration from our next caller, Craig, who just crushed his biggest life goal. What was that, Craig?
I walked to Glasgow.
You walked to Glasgow?
Yes.
From where?
My house.
Which is where?
Outside Glasgow.
Oh, wow. Incredible stuff. See now, Annabelle, something like that, you know, it's simple, it's straightforward.
And is that not irrelevant?
My life goals are extremely relevant to me, personally.
Can't, you can't say what is not
That's
relevant.
Quite rude.
Yeah,
quite
very
rude,
rude
of you, Annabelle.
Sorry.
Craig, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Do you have any sense of distance, how far you've walked?
I was about 2 miles.
2 miles? Okay, yeah, yeah. Have you been working up to this, or what have you done to kind of prepare?
Yes, I've been jogging extensively, walking, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Squats.
Yeah. Squats. You got to get those.
Calf raises, the lot.
You got to get your legs in good condition
if you're gonna
take on a walk like that. Have you, now that you've crushed this one, is there another life goal that you want to do next?
No.
That's it, you're done.
No, that's it.
Okay, great.
I've achieved. I've reached my zenith.
I might
do it again in another decade.
Okay, yeah, cool. Annabelle, have you taken any learnings from this?
No.
Simple to achieve.
No, that's really easy. I'd be able to do that now if I wanted to. I just don't because it's really like, it's almost a non-event walking 2 miles.
Mm.
Like I would ask you questions about, you know, did you break it down in a smaller, you know, smaller jobs? But it's pointless. Get me somebody else to help.
Okay, well, Philip's on the line. Philip, other people keep stealing your goals. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. My goals have been stolen the whole time.
Okay, like what?
Well, like I said to one my friend, I said, you know, I want to get in the Guinness Book of Records.
Okay, yeah, cool. Great goal.
What can I do? You know, and you look at the Guinness Book of Records, all kinds of kooky records.
Yeah.
You know, someone had the most cream. Anyone that had eaten and survived and all this kind of stuff. Like, I could probably eat some cream.
Yeah.
And then my friend, I said it to my friend, I could probably eat some cream. He said, yeah, you like cream. I said, I do.
Yeah.
And then what did he do? He went off and he ate all the cream.
Oh.
And he got in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, right.
So I had to start.
That is mean. Why did he do that? Why did he do that?
I don't know. He's trying to, he's jealous of me. He sees my lifestyle, my goals. I'm a goal-orientated guy.
Okay, yeah.
I like the my Glasgow friend. Sorry,
Craig.
Craig, I like you got reasonable goals.
Thank you.
You got to be able to visualize your goals, and you can see Glasgow from your house, but you can't see space, Annabelle. I'm sorry, you can't. You know.
Well, you can see space.
You can't see it all.
That's true.
I don't need to go everywhere.
He's done his research.
You can't see Naval Oranges from your house.
Yeah. No.
If you go into a supermarket, all you see is fresh fruit and vegetables. But there's a lot more behind all that. And you don't see that. Space is like a supermarket.
This guy sounds like some sort of a philosopher.
Wait a minute, there's a lot more behind it. Like the supply chain.
Well, you know, you're thinking too much into it. You know, that's...
There's fruit behind the fruit that you can't see, is what he means.
Just like literally underneath the fruit that you can see.
Yeah, and then at the back, you
got
the...
Oh, no, I look through it all.
You got the baby
saver.
I root through it.
You're a fruit rooter?
I have fruit gloves.
Fruit gloves?
I wear latex gloves so I don't get kicked out.
Well, that's... what are you doing to the fruit? Is it root vegetables? Soft fruit?
Fruit, vegetables, and the fruit.
You see, Dave, like my goal was to become a life coach.
Okay. And did someone steal that from you as well?
Someone stole that from me as well. A guy called Jimmy Chang Wanga.
He heard that you wanted to become a life coach and then he went and became one.
He went and became one on TikTok. You know that?
He's become a big life coach.
All he does is he moves his hands around real fast and life, go get it.
That's
and he's
really
all dynamic and the camera's whipping around.
That's good advice.
Don't look him up. Look me up. Stop writing that down. This guy's, he stole my whole
Could
thing.
Could you hear my pen?
He stole, can you scribble it?
Yeah, I'm writing down his name because I want to check out his TikTok later.
One of my...
What was stopping you from becoming a life coach as well?
Well, I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be doing something because then everyone said, oh, he's just doing what Jimmy's doing. He was copying Jimmy, but he was copying me. And then,
I've got a wild suggestion. What if you were to take one of Annabelle's skulls, like the navel orange,
no.
and you were to complete that goal?
No.
I really don't like oranges.
Oh, okay.
You ever see The Godfather? Everyone who eats an orange gets fucking whacked.
Yeah. What about you could become an astronaut or what were some of the other ones?
That's my thing. There's only room for so many.
Well, I said before I wanted to become an astronaut on a budget. That was one of my... I was wanting to get in the Guinness Book of Records for the cheapest astronaut. Launching myself into space as a civilian.
Yeah.
And you know those weather balloons? They got those weather balloons?
Yeah, yeah.
Go way up?
Yeah.
I said it to my friend, I should get a weather balloon.
Yeah.
And my friend Paulie goes, that's a good idea. I got to just go out for a bit. And what did he do? He went up in the weather balloon.
Right.
But it didn't work and it burst and he died.
He died, so, okay. Well, you know, he saved you.
And I say... I didn't go to his funeral. I rang his mother. She was crying. I said, look, he stole my idea. I can't do it. It would be disrespectful of me to him.
Yes, after he stole your idea.
Yeah, after he stole my idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An interesting way of getting into space, though, becoming an astronaut, maybe try and do it yourself.
No, I want to do it for a real one.
Yeah.
SpaceX or...
Well, yeah, what about Elon Musk or one of them? Because you don't need to train to go up with...
I think... Yeah. Oh, no, but that's not an astronaut. That's just a space tourist.
Space tourist, yeah.
No.
You got the S part, right?
I'm also poor.
You want to... Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. You want to be you want to be professionally trained and paid to go into space.
A proper astronaut, not a space tourist.
Oh, well, look, it's not going to happen, Annabelle, if you're just coming on phone shows complaining about it.
Poor. I just, I wouldn't have the money to be a space tourist now, 2022, and it's not even mainstream.
Well, if you start saving, though.
Economy of scale,
If you start saving.
Maybe you could work on the spaceship, you know? Cooking omelets.
I'm delighted to do that.
I don't think they've staffed much.
Delighted to do that.
Well, they should. I mean,
that'd be great.
The spaceships keep getting bigger. Someone's got to mop up all the space vomit.
Space vomit, yeah, because you do vomit a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Fascinating discussion. Annabelle, best of luck with what one are you gonna try next?
I guess I have one that's just leave the house.
Hmm.
Just leave the house. I'm agoraphobic and claustrophobic, so I have to be in a very specific size
of
room.
A place. Yeah, yeah.
And my house perfect.
Yeah. Your house is perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's open plan. It's just right. Yeah, yeah. So that probably the first thing I should do.
Okay, well.
Get out of the house.
Best of luck with that.
Best of luck. Cheers, Dave. Brilliant.
Philip, what's your next one? Actually, don't tell us because someone will.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it on air. Yeah. All I'm going to say is it involves a cannon and some bonobo apes.
Okay, don't say anything else.
I can't say any more.
Craig, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And will you be trying it again?
I will. 7 or 8 years' time. Year 2030.
Well, maybe
I think I might carry a bag next time.
Maybe you'll come back on then in 2030 and tell us how you got on.
I will indeed.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for phoning it in. I'm going to move on to some other calls now. Norma, your family have started to treat you differently now that you're holy.
They have indeed.
What do you mean by holy? Like, are you... religious zealot kind of holy or saintly kind of holy?
I had a revelation there last week.
A revolution?
A revelation.
A revelation, a revelation. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was revealed to you?
There I was, sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
And I was awoken by a bright light.
Yeah.
Nothing too unique, you know, the usual type of thing you'd hear in the old Bible there.
Oh, it wasn't just someone hadn't turned on the bedroom light?
No, I'd be fairly sure it was... a bright light and...
A mystical light.
Yes, a mystical figure appeared to me. There was a lamb there.
A lamb.
A slightly older sheep.
A lamb and an older sheep,
A slightly older sheep. A teenaged sheep.
You wouldn't call it a lamb, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to get that.
One was a lamb and one definitely wasn't a lamb.
One was a young lamb.
It was about
2 weeks.
Okay.
The other was 68 months.
Okay,
not
well, yeah, that's...
Adult, not quite a lamb,
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So what did they do or what happened?
Well, the lambs didn't do too much, I must admit. Okay. They dipped their head at one point.
You say lambs now, but one of them was a lamb.
Sorry. Two lambs, one young,
well,
one teenaged.
Okay, so now you're saying there was two lambs. You're changing your story.
One
okay,
lamb,
no, that's
sheep.
Fine. We won't get bogged down on a lamb or a sheep. Or...
It was difficult. It was very bright. Yeah, very bright. Yeah. They were dipping their heads to eat what I'd imagine was the grass in whatever reality they were in.
Oh, there was no grass in your bedroom?
Then. No. But they kind of had a, if you like, a hole in the wall.
Like a portal, like
yes,
another dimension
yes,
kind
yes.
of thing? Okay, I'm following you. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and between the two sheep then was this kind of bright, tall figure.
Okay.
And he came forward and he said,
Norma.
And that's all
good,
I remember. He,
that's a good impression you did.
Thank you. And I just took it to mean, Jesus, that here must be God.
That was God?
Ah, it must have been, sure.
Okay. And the lamb?
The lamb, sure.
The lamb of God.
The place in them church.
Yeah. So God appeared to you through this kind of portal in your bedroom wall and said, Norma, or whatever.
Yeah, it was short and sweet.
Yeah. What did you take from that, Norma? Like, what message do you think God was trying to convey?
You know, as you can imagine, he just said my name and then went, so I couldn't really take much. But I'm hoping now that if I get to grips and really get down to a good bit of praying in the old mass and that I might get something else in the next few weeks. Hello?
Okay, well, let's bring on your husband, Steve. Why is this upsetting you, Steve?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think she's having delusions. I think it's not really true.
Okay.
And I hate, you know, we've been married for 17 to 24 years. I always forget.
I can never be sure. Never be sure.
It was we married in the 60s. It was a wild time.
Yes, yeah.
But I
That's
know
way more than 24 years ago, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, this is the problem. You see, we've got a quantum physics machine in the house that just messes up with our timelines.
Okay. Now, could that be related to God's appearance, do you think?
Well, you see, I don't think it was God. I think it was hallucinogenic. Because Norma was making mushroom soup.
Right, okay.
And, oh, we've lovely fields with loads of these tiny wee mushrooms with little nipples on top.
Yeah.
And I used to always laugh, didn't I, Norma?
I used to say, get
those tit mushrooms. I'll have a
squeeze. Mush, that's
I'll
what we call it.
And now, are they magic mushrooms?
Well, I believe so because, you know, I mean, the revelation is a bit... unbelievable, really, you know, to
I
think
hadn't,
about it.
I hadn't taken the, well, eaten, I suppose, or drank the mushroom soup for a good 6 or 7 hours before I went to sleep that night.
Mm.
Well, I mean, there's
could
always...
still in the blood, though.
Yeah.
Had you hallucinated during the day?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, a good bit.
Yeah, okay. Older sheep during the day.
Okay.
Middle in range... adolescent, two adult sheep as well.
Yeah. Do you not think then, Norma, since they were similar images, that the apparition of God could be a hallucination?
Not at all.
No?
That would be ridiculous.
Well, you see, I saw a spaceship and the portal opened and some sheep came in. But
that was
wearing,
a spaceship. I saw that. That was a, that
they
was
were
a
wearing,
spaceship.
They were wearing wee little astronaut helmets.
They were cute.
Hey, why are they wearing astronaut helmets? Why weren't they wearing full body things? Because in the cold recesses of space...
Yeah, your body would just freeze.
Would freeze, yeah. No matter how much wool you have on it.
I was just going to say, how much wool did they have?
You need more of
wool.
These were woolly sheep. I think they were actually working in the kitchen on the spaceship.
Now, hang on. This is all hallucinations, right? None of this happened.
I think it's a hallucination, but it's very... similar to Norma's hallucination.
There
was a tall white man who said my name.
Okay.
And I thought it was my cousin Terry.
Yeah.
But sure, he's been dead for 15 years.
That was the bus driver asking you to get on the bus that time.
Oh,
do you remember?
We were out and the...
We were out of our fucking minds. And we were at the bus stop. There was a spaceship over there. A flock of sheep there on the left of the bus, right in front of the bus, actually. The bus pulled up. You were slightly higher than me at the time, and you stared into the bus for the better part of 15 minutes.
But who is God, Norma? Funny. Who is God? That's
who
what I want to know.
That? Well, that's the question we all want to
know. No, I don't mean it in a philosophical way, darling. I mean, who was that figure?
I don't know. I mean, there is a considerably large painting on that wall.
Well, of a man with sheep?
Yes, actually. Now that you mention it, okay. I was a different man, though. It was
Yeah. I don't want to waste your time, Norma, with too much more of this, because it does seem like maybe it's all down to the mushrooms.
I would like to test that out. I'd have a few. Do you want to do a few more later?
I think a few more doses.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. Just to make sure. Yeah. Because I find
Hang
myself...
a few more paintings around the place.
The more mushrooms I do, the more I move in and out of like a Northern Ireland accent and a Scottish accent.
I had noticed that.
I think it's affected my brain.
Yeah. And they'll do that.
Don't do drugs, kids. That's all. That's the message here. Do mushrooms.
Don't do drugs. Do mushrooms.
Yeah, it's natural. All right, guys. Thanks so much for your call. As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Preisner and I'm here to tell you about my show, Basically. It's all in the name, really. The show makes things basic for people. We've done episodes about world religions, we've done episodes about COVID, we've done episodes, a lot of episodes about mental health and different aspects of mental health to make things accessible to people. One of the great things about the podcast is that you can contact me and let me know what topics you would like. So have a listen, see if anything tickles your fancy. And if there's something there that you think is missing, please get in touch with the show. We'll cover the topic and then you can listen to it. We're part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, so you can find us on headstuffpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon.
If you're a fan of Phoning It In and you'd like to support it, please come and see our Dublin Fringe show in September at Smock Alley. It's a collaboration between this podcast and Sissy That Pod. It's called Clankety Clank, and it's like an Irish version of the Snatch Game from RuPaul's Drag Race. It's an improvised quiz show format with lots of the regular guests from this show who'll be doing their best celebrity impressions. We're going to have people like Alison Spittle, Kevin McGahern, Erin McGathy, Hannah Mamelis, Pearl O'Rourke, as well as Irish drag performers like End of the Night, Miss Taken, and Rosa Tralee. It's going to be hilarious. Tickets are available now at fringefest.com. Please do not wait. Go and get your tickets now before they're gone. Check out the show notes or the link in our social media bios for more details. Thanks. My guest in the studio today is Buddy Winters, a self-proclaimed vampire slayer who believes Ireland is seeing a massive spike in vampire activity. Welcome to the show, Buddy.
Thanks very much. Hey, Dave. Oh, yeah.
Loads of vampires?
God, I mean, now, there's a few misconceptions about vampires that I should just, like, kind of lay out there first of all. We're not talking about, like, old school, like, Transylvanian kind of, like, you know,
Dracula,
cliche, like, stereotypes of vampires. Yeah. Like, you know, they look like, you know, kind of, you know, more like, you know, normal person, you know. But they do have some telltale signs that they give away.
Okay, like what?
Well, they would have, like, quite nice incisors.
Nice incisors, yeah.
Like, okay. I mean, that is a stereotype, but it's also, like, necessary for them to do what they do, which is drink blood.
They are drinking blood, okay.
But, like, a lot of them now would, like, just, you know, raid blood banks rather than, like, turn people into zombies.
Yeah. So, are they walking around in the daylight? Because that's another sort of cliche.
They wear shades, like, you know, because the shades are really good now. If they wear polarized lenses, they can get away with it, or polarized goggles, but that looks pretty weird on the street.
Yeah. When you say that, that makes me think of Bono, who's always wearing sunglasses. Is Bono a vampire?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't like to say, because his sunglasses are yellow.
Yeah.
And I don't know that would work.
Okay,
like,
right.
I think they have to be quite dark.
Dark. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sorry to cast aspersions.
Also, I like you too, so I wouldn't like to say anything bad against Bono calling him a vampire, because I think he gets a lot of flack that he shouldn't get.
He does get a lot of flack.
Just, you know, that whole thing with Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that was brilliant.
The poem?
The poem and the, like, concert.
Oh, the concert in Ukraine as well.
And
yeah.
I just think he got a really bad rap for that. And I thought it was some of his best work. I mean, I wished that, like, you know, I was there.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Even though it was in war-torn Ukraine.
Even though it was in war-torn Ukraine. I mean, let us know, Bono, if you're going to do... Like,
You'll head over. Yeah.
I'll come with you. Like, like, not with you, because you wouldn't want that. But, like, I'll do my best to get there, wherever you're going.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know?
Right, we've kind of gotten sidetracked talking about Bono, which is neither here nor there.
You brought that
up. No, I did. Like, it's my fault.
Know, yeah.
So vampires, they have nice incisors. They're going to wear sunglasses in the daytime. And what else should we look out for then?
Well, one thing is that their choice of job tends to be quite lazy.
How do you mean? Oh, as in, like, they don't have to do much work, kind of?
Yeah, they kind of pick jobs that, like, they can just get by on.
Okay.
But, like, that they won't have to work too hard.
Why is that?
I just think they're just a lazy bunch of fuckers, you know, and also, like, even though there is energy in blood, it makes you quite sick.
Oh,
like, I don't know, because I've done, like, research,
you know,
I made a self-published documentary on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I lived life as a vampire.
Right.
For a week. And I was really sick at the end of it. Like, I was drinking blood for a week, nothing else. And, like, I don't think I got any nutrition. Like, I lost loads of weight.
Yeah.
I was just puking and I had diarrhea and everything.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's really, like, if you ever nosebleed and you swallow all the blood, you ever have a nosebleed? And you're just like, oh my God, I can't bleed everywhere right now. So you just tip your head back and you just swallow all the blood.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's never happened to me, actually, but yeah.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I have very weak
capillaries
in my nose. So that's happened to me before. That was actually where I kind of got interested in.
In
vampires and blood. And I'm eating a lot of my own blood. And
now, you said you tried to live like a vampire for a week, but surely the difference is you're not a vampire. So for them, they must get nutrition out.
Well, we don't know that. Like, maybe they're just compelled to eat blood. Like, do you know people who do, like who, you know, kind of, you know, might have, you know, compulsions to eat certain things? You know, and they know it's not good for them, and they know, like, they don't feel good afterwards,
but they still do.
Still do it, you know.
When,
it's like a control thing.
Yes, It's not really about the food.
It's not really
When did you become a vampire slayer? And, like, how many vampires have you slayed?
Oh, well, that's pretty new. Like, last year, I did some online training.
Okay.
With a guy who specializes in online training for vampire slayers in America.
What's his name?
His name was George Matrus.
George Matrus.
And he does one-on-one sessions.
Okay.
And it was really expensive.
Really? Okay. Well, I've just had my producers there reach out to him. George is on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
George, you trained Buddy to be a vampire slayer.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money.
Well, slaying vampires ain't cheap.
Why?
Well, you know, you got a lot of equipment.
Okay.
Stakes. They don't just grow on trees.
Well, some would argue that they do.
Not my ones.
Okay.
They're specially manufactured in Japan.
Okay, right.
By Japanese vampire hunters, because there's an epidemic of vampire, because they're quite pale people anyway, so it's hard to spot them.
Right.
So, you know, you got to get right. You got to get the right stick.
But why do you have to charge a lot to teach it, though? It doesn't cost a lot to teach it. Like, surely you should be offering that, like, at a...
Well, if you're good at something, you don't do it for free.
Yeah,
and in fairness, I wouldn't have been motivated to do the homework if I hadn't had a big outlay.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. So you're kind of getting people to commit to it and be serious. Yeah.
I mean, what says, nothing says this is some serious shit more than this is going to potentially bankrupt you for the next 20 years.
Now, some people might think, though, that this is all make-believe and you're taking advantage of, of someone like Buddy here.
I'm already laughing.
But like...
Advantage.
Where's the evidence? Like, how come I've never seen a vampire?
Well, I mean, you've seen them. Have you ever seen a fan of The Cure?
Yeah.
A goth head?
A Cure head, yeah.
Well, look to the left. There's probably a vampire looking at them because their blood is beautiful.
Oh, really? What is it about liking The Cure that makes your blood so...
Well, goths, you know, they tend to stay away from the sun. They stay indoors a lot. Okay. They do a lot of crying.
Mm.
And crying salts up the blood.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets rid of toxins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cry and then they you know, suck in their tears and that mixes with the blood and it's just beautiful.
George actually sold me a lot of supplements to salt up my blood.
To make you more attractive to vampires?
To make my own blood more acceptable for eating myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to catch a fish, Dave, you got to put a big fat worm on the hook.
He's got amazing supplements that he sells on his on his site.
And are they mostly just salt?
Some of them cure cancer.
Oh, really?
Some of them do. Only certain cancers.
Okay.
Like and face cancer.
Why aren't they more readily available? This is the first time hearing about it.
Well, you know, it's been repressed because Big Pharma... You know, they want you sick.
Okay, right.
They want you sick.
Okay.
I mean, I once knew a vampire hunter friend of mine because it was a big community of us until, you know, a lot of us got eaten by vampires or turned.
Oh, yeah.
And became vampires. But, he killed a lot of vampires. And then he was like, I got to protect myself. So he injected his nose with cancer.
Uh-huh.
Because the vampires, they smell that.
Okay.
And they go, I don't want this. You know, reach for like a navel orange and a bowl of fruit and you go, oh, this looks juicy. You pick it up, it's all blue underneath. And you go, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
They don't want spoiled meat.
Was he not worried that the cancer would spread from his nose though?
Well, you know, I don't think he was thinking too straight.
Okay,
But yeah, I think he thought he could contain it. And he said, you know, as a joke, he said, well, I can always cut off my nose to spite my face.
Oh, yes.
And I said, having nose cancer ain't worth that joke.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
And he died.
Oh, well, there you go. Case point proven. Okay, look, I've been a skeptic talking to you both, but we do have an actual vampire on the line.
What?
He goes by the name of Stakes, weirdly enough.
Hello.
Is that your real name, Stakes?
It is.
Is that steaks like the thing that will kill you or like the beef?
Well, a bit of both, you know, because, you know, we do be turned down the old steaks now.
Because they're bloody.
Ah, they're bloody. Oh,
rare. Rare, yeah.
Just like myself.
Steaks, how did you become a vampire?
Oh, I got bit.
By another vampire?
I was a young fella.
A young fella?
I was only a gossin. But I did grow into an adult. It's kind of, you know... We age a little bit slower.
But it doesn't stop.
A little bit older, just till we're handsome.
Oh, okay, that's convenient.
And
what was the person that bit you, or the other vampire, are you connected to them? Are you friends with them?
No, I tell you now, it was a heady day in 1982.
Okay.
We were down at the Cornafane GFC annual dinner dance.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
The lottery tickets were being drawn. When all of a sudden, the two doors of the community hall burst open and there were two men, very pale, looked like they were into the cure, came in and they came up to the president of the club. Qe McGovern was his name. Lovely man, dead now. And they came up to him and they said, hello, we're vampires. Can we eat somebody's blood? And he pointed straight at me.
Why did he do that?
He didn't like me father. Didn't like me father.
They had bad blood.
You can say that again.
Right.
But I had good blood, unfortunately.
And they liked that.
In vampire terms.
Yeah. What was the issue between your dad and... Sorry, I didn't catch his name.
Kiwi McGovern was his name.
Kiwi.
He was a nice man. My father was a terrible, terrible bollocks.
Right, so it was his fault.
Yes, and I was surprised now when Kiwi did point to me, because we had quite an amiable relationship.
Prior to that?
Yes. But my sister wasn't there on the day, so the duty fell to me.
Your sister?
She wasn't there on the day. Kiwi didn't like my father. Two vampires approached Kiwi at the dinner dance.
I get you.
Give us a child to eat.
Yeah.
And he pointed at me.
Yeah. And you didn't have any more contact with those vampires, and that was it?
No. They came over and they gave me a bite on the neck.
Yeah.
Now, and I tell you, it's not like you'd see in that Buffy the Vampire Slayer or any of the other ones.
Yeah.
They have sharp teeth now, but they're not too sharp.
Right.
There was so a fair bit of chewing going. Oh, a lot of chewing. And a lot of the locality just stood by and watched. I think they were, and in fairness now, they were glad it wasn't happening to them. And I can understand that.
They didn't want to bring it on themselves.
And they were fairly grateful afterwards towards me for
taking the hit.
Because there'd been a terrible, terrible situation up in a neighbouring parish there the previous month. And they'd come into the teen disco.
Oh, God.
And
they ran him up.
I'll let you put two and five together there.
All right, Stakes. How do you find being a vampire?
Ah, it's great.
It's good, is it?
Ah, I love it. I have to say.
Do you drink people's blood?
I do.
Right. You've no guilt about that, or?
Ah, not at all.
No? You feel like, well, I was done to me, so.
There'd be a bit of that, yeah. But also, you know, I have to survive.
That's true, yeah. Okay,
you
know, so.
You do what you can.
Well, let's bring Buddy back in then. Buddy, what do you say to Stakes, who is just trying to survive? Like, he was bitten, it wasn't his fault.
No, but like, that's kind of like the whole problem. Like, you know, say, like, workplace bullying, do you know, like when somebody goes in. You know, say they're I was an apprentice electrician for a while, and you go in and like you get treated really badly.
Yeah.
Like there's almost like a phasing period.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of expected that you treat the next, you know, young guys really badly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like what you're saying. And it's like, that's a whole mental health problem, like masculine
testicity. You're saying we got
mental health. The mental health.
Yeah. Well, hang on now. Hang on.
Huge.
You're saying we need to break the cycle.
We need to break the cycle. Like, you know, just because it happened to you doesn't give you a right or like the responsibility to go and do that to other people.
But
like, that's really sad.
But his life depends on it. It's different in that respect. Like, his alternative is to just die.
Well, no. As I say, people are like, you know, finding other ways. Like, he's eating steaks.
That's true.
You know, like...
That is true.
Like, could you not live off steaks?
You can eat 14 rabbits.
It's just not the same. Do you know, like, the steaks are nice.
See, that's, like, not good enough an answer. Like, you know, for somebody saying, you know, oh, I know, I'm gonna flush Buddy's head down the toilet, because my head was flushed down the toilet when I started working in ESP.
Yeah. No, you've made that parallel already.
Look, and I do understand that it's hard for people to get their head around the whole vampire thing. But
I think we can get our head around it, but we're not like.
But
I had to make peace with it,
and I didn't have a choice. I didn't think that it bothered me, but this conversation now here today has brought up some old feelings now, and
I'm sorry. Are your feelings hurt?
It's been hard for me. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't ask to be a 14-year-old vampire in rural Cavan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I couldn't play football anymore. They wouldn't let me.
Why? Why?
Because I couldn't be in the shower with young fellas at my own age.
Yeah, because the choices you made, man.
We would have been vampire FC before long.
I want to bring George back in. George, Buddy wants to slay Stakes. What advice do you have here? Like,
should Buddy go
to Cavan and?
I'm on my way.
All right, whoa, hold your horses there, Buddy.
Yes, don't leave the studio, Buddy.
Stay
here for the moment.
I think Stakes, you gotta have self control. You know, if you're in the shower, and there's these beautiful boys all around,
all right, young.
I don't be no, in the I mean, shower the, these days, no.
With beautiful blood.
Yeah.
and you want to drink that blood. You gotta, there's no shame in drinking the blood of, you know, a couple of foxes, or you know, a slow
there's
cow.
There's no shame, but it's not the shame.
It's not the right. same. But here's the thing: I have done tests recently to prove that there can be another way. There can be a placebo.
This is just like that vegetarian sausage talk.
No, it's like, it's basically, yeah, it's kind of like, it's like tofu for vampires.
Okay.
It's like a block of red. It's all made up of like berries.
Yeah.
Red berries, your strawberries, your raspberries, a few cherries. You put it all in and then I have this flavoring.
Like a blood meat flavoring? Oh, blood flavoring.
Blood flavor.
Yeah, it's what they use in Impossible Meats. You know they serve? Like, it's like a really good meat substitute. It's called heme. It's made from a root.
So they inject it with this stuff to make it look like blood.
Yeah, it looks bloody.
And like it tastes bloody.
Have you never had one? Like, they serve them in a couple of restaurants in Dublin City.
No, I haven't had one yet.
No, they're pretty good.
I'd love to try one, actually.
I do have a support group that is eating this blood tofu.
Now, as I say, you know, I'd have to eat 30 steaks would be...
These are choices you get to make, man.
Excuse me.
Have you tried an Impossible Burger, though?
Have you gone on one of Mazer's man walks?
Hey, let him speak. Let him speak.
In the past, 30 steaks would be the equivalent of one 12-year-old. It's a week's eating in a 12-year-old for any full-grown vampire. But I can't sit here.
If that's a week's eating and you have to eat 30 steaks, that doesn't seem like too bad over the course of a week. Like, it's
30
not...
steaks is tough on the heart.
Yeah, I know it is. Tough on the course, heart. Of course.
Tough on the cholesterol.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're not human, but we're not gods either.
Could you not just buy like animal blood? Like, cut out the steaks, cut out the middleman.
I'll do what my friend Benny did. My friend Benny, beautiful man, he became a vampire. And then he got a job working in a funeral home.
Oh, okay.
You know, they take all the blood out and they put in the juice.
Formaldehyde or whatever.
Formaldehyde, yeah. The dead juice, I call
dead
it.
The juice, yeah.
Take out the living juice and he'd suck out the juice.
Yeah, yeah.
The blood.
Would you not do something like
do
that?
Something like that. Be a part of the community. Be a part of the community.
There's only so many funeral homes to work in.
Well, get a job in one.
Do you know?
This is the laziness. They don't.
This is the laziness. Yes.
A funeral home is a place, and there'd be wakes on now local, and there'd be a lot of elderly folk about. And believe it or not, people aren't too fond of the idea of the only vampire in the village being in and around their nearest and dearest when their nearest and dearest are near the end.
Well, I'm sure they prefer it to like you eating them.
That's not to say that I haven't been approached. Oh yeah, in the past.
You remind me of my 12-year-old son. He's a little lazy fucking shit as well.
Well, hang on a second. shouldn't we have tolerance for different types of people? Yeah, vampires included.
You're talking about monster tolerance?
Yeah.
Murderer tolerance.
Well, no, I'm not sanctioning murder.
Did you give a werewolf a doggy chew?
But you're sitting here going, oh, they're all lazy, they're all the same. You're kind of tiring them with the brush.
Just like facts. And like, you know, I wouldn't be saying that if they weren't like just totally different to us and like really, you know,
but
not
right.
worth anything.
I couldn't disagree with the laziness trope now.
Well, facts don't care about your feelings, bunch. Of which you have none, because you're a cold, dead vampire.
That is true.
And they're stealing our jobs and our women.
Hang on now. Hang on, buddy. Hang on, buddy. What about this? What about you donate blood to vampires?
How am I suddenly a blood machine?
I'm just saying, like, wouldn't that be a solution if humans were to donate blood, but not for medical purposes, to feed vampires?
Let's ask our stakes about that. Like, because I don't even think that you'd be happy with that. I think you like the fucking feeling.
The thrill of the chase.
Of biting somebody and changing them into you.
What you making don't know another what it's like. One. I won't lie. The taste of flesh and the texture. It is about the texture. You know, you just can't get it right.
You want
these,
it fresh.
Vegan alternatives.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that I'm not environmentally aware.
No,
I am, you know, in favour of reducing carbon emissions, etc.
Let's not go, that's a whole other...
Consuming less steak.
Yeah, but let's not go down that road.
Yeah, we're talking stick about, to the point.
We're talking about an alternative here, which is humans giving you their blood as opposed to you... sucking it out and chewing on their necks.
Look, I can't.
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
That I would be against that. So but I would prefer
to kill people. All right, I'm sorry.
What about that German guy?
Kevin better watch out, because I'm just going to kill everybody in my way.
Okay, well,
I'll be putting out a notice on the local radio.
We tried to give you an out there, Stacey. You didn't take it. I've no sympathy. Last word to George.
I will hunt and kill you soon.
Okay.
Come on, Dave.
Buddy.
I'm gonna hunt and kill you now. Like, the Google Maps saying it's taking me 55 minutes to get there. So
trace the call. Can we trace the call?
Well, he kind of gave a lot of very specific.
Where it's going.
He gave a lot of very specific information about where
he's in County Cavan. But you
can I get a copy of this show?
You won't find me because I'm going to be in the neighbor's house.
Foiled. Listen, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Malachy McKeever, Ed Salmon, and Pearl O'Rourke. Do you have anything you want to plug, Malachy?
Not really, just our Lince Crack Facebook channel. We're going to actually make some new ones in September. We're penciled in for the first time in like 2 years.
So. Looking forward to that. Ed?
I have a podcast called Edwin Salmon of Knowledge, which is coming back after many months of being away. And I also do a podcast called The Cine Stream Club with Trevor Brown and Andrea Farrell. And I do stand up a lot in places. Follow me on social media if you want, or the street if you like.
Pearl?
A couple of fringe shows coming up. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of fringe shows that are worth seeing,
but these ones
are specifically going to be very good. Clankety Clank, which is run by Phoning It In, and Sissy That Pod, and that's on the 13th, 14th, 15th, and the 18th.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to do a show by Mark Hanton and Luke Benson called Look What You're After Doing. And
cool.
That's also running the Fringe.
Brilliant. And if people check out the social media pages for those podcasts, they'll see what dates you're specifically going to be on. Cool. And Ed's also going to be on Clankety Clank. He'll be joining us one of the nights.
Why didn't I plug it? But
yeah, you had Pearl did. Others,
it's okay, and I could plug
leave
it.
Me something.
I thought you were going to, at least one of you guys going to do it.
So go to fringefest.com and get tickets for that now. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
That vampire one got really serious.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.